We're looking tonight briefly at Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2, if you'd like to turn there, or you can just listen. When I was a young boy, I was probably in year 2, we lived nearby a church that every Christmas would ring its bells. And it would ring its bells with Christmas carols. And you would recognize the tune from these Christmas carols, and it would go on for hours. Now, we didn't go to church. None of my family of origin are Christians. But I was always struck by how pretty the bells sounded on that Christmas morning. And as I got older and the Lord began working in my heart, and He saved me when I was still young, I heard a hymn that was talking about the bells on Christmas morn. I don't know if you may be familiar with it. I know it's an American carol, I believe, but it may be familiar to some of you. And it was talking about what would happen every Christmas when those bells would ring. And it would talk about bringing peace on earth, goodwill to men, that peace would be coming to the earth. And over time, I came to the realization that the song was kind of getting it wrong. That song, that carol, was thinking about peace on earth in a sense that the scriptures weren't talking about peace on earth. And you find it's true throughout, I think, society, whether it's from America or here in Britain. We've been here for almost 6 years. People talk about the Christmas spirit, don't they? Oh, you should be happy. You should have a smile on your face. You should have some sort of joy because of the Christmas spirit. That you should be kind one to another because of the Christmas spirit. That there should be peace on earth because of Christmas. And again, I think that they've gotten the words wrong. You see, what they're doing is they're quoting the angels. You sing, "Hark the herald angels sing." They're quoting those angels from Luke chapter 2. It says in verse 8, "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Now, do you notice a difference between what the angels said and what all the songs say? Because all the songs that people sing in the world today, and they've kind of migrated into some of the songs that people sing about the Lord, is they say, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. But that's not what the Word of God says. The Word of God says, on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. And you say, well, you're being a little technical there, aren't you? Well, actually, in the Greek, it's structured the same way as it is as I've read it in the authorized version. On earth, peace, goodwill toward men. You say, well, what's the difference between on earth, peace, goodwill toward men, and peace on earth, goodwill toward men? It is the peace and where the peace comes from and where the peace goes to. That is the difference. You see, if there's peace on earth, that's talking about peace between men. Peace between nations, peace between neighbors, peace between family members. That's the Christmas spirit that constantly gets bantered about by people this time of year. That's peace on earth. That's the how we treat one another. You see, that's not what the angels are announcing. That's not what they're talking about. They're not desiring that we're nicer to one another, although that's a good thing. That's not their goal. That's not their aim. Their aim, as they declared here to the shepherds, they sing glory to God in the highest. Why? Because on earth there is now peace, goodwill toward men from God. It's from Him toward men. It's not between mankind. It's not that we should have this nice, warm, fuzzy feeling during a certain time of the year. It is God declaring through His angels that He is bringing peace to men. That's the goodwill that He's talking about. It is His peace that He is bringing to mankind through the person of His Son, Jesus Christ. That is the Christmas story. That is what everybody talks, they acts like they talk about. But they get it all muddled up because they talk about peace between one another. When it's not talking about peace between one another, it's talking about peace between God and man, God and sinners. That's what he's talking about. And some of those hymns, and that's why I chose specific ones tonight, that's what they're talking about. Peace between God and us. So, well, how's that possible? You see, we usually ask the wrong questions. That's our nature. We usually get it wrong. We ask the wrong questions. We say, well, how can God send anyone to hell? Well, that's the wrong question to ask. The right question to ask is, how can God send anyone to heaven? That's the right question to ask. You see, because we're sinners. We're all sinners, and we're in need of a Savior. And that's the glad tidings that these angels bring, that God is giving peace to sinners who don't deserve it. That's why the angel comes to Mary, comes to Joseph, and he says, Joseph, his name's going to be Jesus. Why? Why? What does Jesus mean? Well, in Hebrew, it's Joshua. That's what we think of the name Joshua. What it means is Savior. Why are you going to call him Jesus? Why are you going to call him Savior? Because he will save his people from their sins. You see, constantly people think about Jesus this time of year, and they think about a baby lying in a manger. And just so you know, a manger is a little feeding trough for the animals inside the stable. And that's where they keep him. But see, if he's in a manger, there is no point to that. Because a baby isn't going to save anybody from their sins. You see, God brought peace to man through Jesus as he grows from the baby into his ministry and his death on the cross. But see, there are people who keep him on the cross. But you see, he's not on the cross. He was laid into the grave. And he was in the grave for 3 days and three nights, and he rose again. That is the salvation story. That is what this season should be about. Not about the baby in a manger. It is great to celebrate that God became flesh for our sins. God became flesh for us. But that is not what it's about. God became flesh for our sins. He became a baby to die for sinners. That's what it's about. That's what the angels are saying to the shepherds. They're not just saying, oh, you know what, there's a newborn king, come worship him. No, there's a newborn king who is going to bring you peace with God through his death, burial, and resurrection. That's who he is. Go worship him. That's who we ought to be worshiping. That's who it all ought to be about. Not about a baby, but about a Lord. Not about a crucified Lord still on the cross, but about a Lord who was crucified, who was buried, who rose again to say that he had victory over sin and death. Victory for his people. It's constantly one of those things that I run into with people that I know. And they'll say, oh yeah, Christmas is nice. But do you ever think about the rest of the story? If there's no rest of the story, then there's no point in this story. You know, the gospel doesn't just begin and end in Luke chapter 1 and 2. Or Matthew chapter 1 and 2. There's the rest of the story. There's a reason that Mark and John don't even give us the birth story. Why? Because they're focused on something. What is that? Focused on declaring unto you, Jesus is the Christ. He is the Messiah. He is the one that came to die. But he didn't stay in the grave. He rose from the dead. And John says it explicitly. These things write I unto you that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and that by believing you might have life in his name. That's the point of it all. If you miss that point, there's no reason to sing the songs. There's no reason to read the stories. Yes, we should rejoice in the birth of Jesus. We absolutely should rejoice that God became flesh for us. But if that's where you stop, then you're just singing a song. You're just making noise. Because it is all about the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Because that's exactly what the angels are saying. On earth, peace, goodwill toward men. Not peace between us, although that's nice. Not peace between nations, although that's comforting that people aren't dying. It's peace between me and God. Peace that I don't deserve. Why? It's not my goodwill. It's not my goodwill choosing peace with God. It's God's goodwill choosing peace with me. That's the work of Christ. That's the work that begins in the manger. But that's just the beginning of the story. You have to read the whole story. All the way through. All the way through to his death. All the way through to his burial. All the way through to his resurrection. And then you have to trust him. Then you have to trust him that he died for you. That he rose for you to give you victory over sin and death. And that's why we can sing a Christmas song, if you want to call it that. That's why we can sing about his birth, because we know and believe and trust that he died and that he rose again. And when we do that, boy, there's joy when we read these things. There's happiness in my heart when I read these things, because I know the end of the story. And the end of the story, I got to tell you, is a whole lot better than the beginning, because it changes me. If it was just about a baby, it wouldn't make a difference. I've had three of them. It's enough. It's about the end of the story. It's about that. And if you miss that, then you've got to read the story again. Because it's written, even in these pages, you shall call him Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. He shall be called the Son of the Most High. He shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, the Prince of Peace. Over and over in all these readings, what is it telling you? Time and again, he came for a purpose. It wasn't just to lead a good life. It wasn't to be a good teacher, although he did both of those things. It was to die for sinners, to have victory over their sin, over their death. And that's what he gives today to each one that believes. And so we point you to the risen, crucified Lord. Amen.